And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She's with the Lenzic Center for Performing Arts and is with us speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Hey, good to see you. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. I'm putting the wrong volume. So what's going on this weekend at the Lenzic and everywhere else?
So many things. Summer's in full swing, of course, as
Love
we are
it.
All noticing. And tonight at the Lenzic, we have a presentation that's kind of hard to describe, but definitely worth going to. It's a multimedia presentation called Super Everything. It's performed by the Light Surgeons, who are video artists out of London. They're pioneers in their field. And they are presenting Super Everything, which combines multiple projections, live music, sound effects, as I would call them, graphics. There's a Twitter feed on the screen. It's more than just a movie. It's more than video. It's combining all these things in music to make an art form that is being featured in the Currents International New Media Festival, and this is part of that. Come on down to the Lenzic and check out Super Everything tonight. It starts at 8, and it's sure to be entertaining and enlightening.
Excellent. So Courtney White has a new book out, and it's called Grass, Soil, Hope. And he is the director of the Kivira, or the former director, but founder, I think, of the Kivira Coalition, which is doing amazing work bringing together environmentalists and ranchers to do sustainable farming and ranching in New Mexico and throughout the Southwest and really everywhere. And he's published some terrific books, and this is the new one. Which is, I think, among other things, I haven't read it yet, about carbon sequestration in soil and having a carbon neutral ranch and things like that. So anyway, he's giving a number of book talks and book signings. This Sunday at 3:00, he is at Bookworks. And then on Tuesday, he is at 3:00 in the afternoon, that's in Albuquerque. And then on Tuesday, the 24th of June, he's at Collected Works in Santa Fe at 6:00 in the evening. And then the following Saturday, he's at Moby Dickens in Taos. So lots of good stuff, and definitely worth reading and worth checking him out.
What's coming to an end this weekend is the Renga Project, the really cool poetry project that's been going on for a full year now in the rail yard. It's put together by Axel Contemporary, and they've been featuring different stanzas from a collective poem that's being formed for every week for the past week. Well, all 52 stanzas are now in place. They will be hosting a closing party this weekend at the New Mexico Museum of Art St. Francis Auditorium. That's at 1:00 on Sunday. There'll be a group reading of the entire 52 stanza poem. And if you'd like to check it out before it's over, go tonight when the Axel Gallery mobile art gallery van will be stationed there at the rail yard right near the Santa Fe Farmers Market shade structure. Tonight at 5 p.m. there's a reception for the closing, and you can check out the poetry and see how they've displayed it all year. It's really cool.
It should be very, very interesting. And the book is just beautiful. I think it's worth going to going there to listen and to pick up a copy of the book, because the artwork in it is just exquisite.
Local artists, including Joanne Lefrak and others. Really cool, again, coming from Axel.
Yep. Desiree Mays, storyteller. She's a guest on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Every year we talk about the Santa Fe Opera. She will be presenting a season overview in conjunction with her book Opera Unveiled at 6:00 at Collected Works Bookstores on Wednesday, the 25th of June. And you can hear music from the operas. And, of course, it is free. And everybody is welcome.
Because it's almost opera season again.
It is indeed.
Yet again. The Santa Fe Music Alliance is having an event once again on the rail yard. It's called Make Music Santa Fe 2014. That's tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. There will be music by Hot Honey, Broom Dust Caravan, Busy and the Crazy 88, many more local bands and appearances by all different local musicians. There'll be food, vendors, all ages, free event. Come on down to the rail yard. There's lots going on at the rail yard. We'll get to that more about that later.
And guess what it's time for now?
I hope it's the cat of the week.
It is indeed. And she wrote, find your catalicious kitty.
Oh.
From Felines and Friends, their local cat rescue organization. And this week's featured cat is Simba, a very affectionate kitty. He will greet his humans every time he sees them. He has boundless energy and loves to play. He's a handsome boy with a soft, short coat and brown tabby markings, and he's just over 2 years old. If you would like to adopt Simba, please call 318-2281 in the 505 area code. You can also go to the website fnfnm, felinesandfriends.org. That's Felines and Friends. And they also, there's all kinds of cat adoptions. Let's see, there's weekly cat adoptions in Santa Fe, Thursday through Sunday from 10 to 4 at Petco, and then at Tecatoo in San Busco, first Saturday of every month, 10 to 2.
Let's give equal time to our canine friends.
Oh, good.
Saturday, tomorrow, from 12 to 3 at Counterculture, it's the second annual Pets on the Patio event. You can bring your pet, and there will be treats for both you and your pet. But what's even better about this, it's more than just fun. It's a fundraising event for the New Mexico Street Homeless Animal Project. There will be a silent auction featuring handmade ceramic bowls for your dog. You can bid on them, or your cat. So I guess we're being equal about that, too. There's lots of fun, and it's for a great cause, obviously, tomorrow at the Counterculture Cafe, 12 to 3 p.m.
Excellent. Now, there is a march tomorrow. It's a march and a rally to end police brutality in Albuquerque. And there will be all kinds of speakers there, in addition to family members of those slain by the Albuquerque Police Department. Kiko Martinez is a Chicano activist and lawyer who was a political target of J. Edgar Hoover's, framed for a bombing in 1973. He fled the country when police were told to shoot him on sight.
Big issue right now.
Yeah. Ana Rondon is a Diné Navajo activist who worked with the American Indian movement. Sam Costales is a 24-year veteran of the Albuquerque Police Department, and now he's speaking out about the culture of aggression at APD. Monica Salazar is a local poet who witnessed the killing of a friend by the Albuquerque Police Department. And then there are musical guests, Malamaña, and Mary Hawks, who was their roadie, was also killed by the Albuquerque Police Department, and the Sherry Gonzalez Blues Trio. And that is tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Roosevelt Park in Albuquerque at Cole and Sycamore. For more information, you can call 466-1048. You can also go to apdprotest.org.
On a lighter note, it's time for the Herb and Lavender Fair at Los Golondrinos. Happens every year. It features herb garden tours, traditional healing, all kinds of lavender products, soap and lotions, everything you need to smell great and feel good, as well as live marimba music. It's as everyone knows, the Las Golondrinas is a living history museum, and you can walk around, take tours, look at reenactors. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah.
People dressed up in Spanish colonial garb.
And pretending they've never heard of a telephone.
Right, so hide your cell phones, but do enjoy the lavender. It's from 10 to 4, Saturday and Sunday, and it's a great place to just wander and enjoy the beauty Las Golondrinas is.
There is a public hearing regarding the AT&T Burger King cell phone tower that will be held before the Historic Districts Review Board at City Hall here in Santa Fe on Tuesday of next week, June 24th at 5:30 in the afternoon. There is an organized opposition to the cell tower that includes La Nueva Casa Solana Neighborhood Association, Santa Fe Public School Board, parents, staff, and teachers of Gonzales Community School. Apparently, there are plans by AT&T to build a 64-foot tall cell tower at the Burger King next to Gonzales Community School, and parents and others are concerned about potential risks and a lot of things. So if you would like to attend the Historic District's Review Board hearing, it's once again Tuesday the 24th of June at 5:30 at City Hall, and they are asking people to be respectful and wear Lobo Red.
Wear Lobo Red?
What's Lobo Red?
Lobo, the New Mexico Lobos team color.
Oh, okay.
I suppose.
All right.
Which I'm not sure what that has to do with Burger King or all
sorts
of cell towers.
But anyway, but I think that just means red.
Yeah. I know, it's pretty basic red, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that that's established. But yes, so that's next week on Tuesday.
I didn't know about that, and that's good community news to know. Sunday, it's Lensic night at the Santa Fe Fuego game. The Fuego will be playing the Trinidad Tigers at 6 p.m. on Sunday. Come on down to Fort Marcy Park. The Fuego will donate $1 for every ticket sold to the Lensic, our nonprofit member-supported performing arts center here in Santa Fe. And I have embarrassed to say I've never been to a Fuego game. For some reason, I can't say Fuego, but I've never been to one. It's a professional baseball team, as everyone knows, in the Pecos League, and sounds like a fun way to spend a Sunday evening to me.
Yes, indeed. And all kinds of things at the Jean Cocteau Theater. Tonight, Cat Ballou. Do you remember that? That's a movie from the 70s.
I remember the pictures when I saw the ad.
Yeah. And a movie called, let's see, The Double, Pink Flamingos. Tomorrow, Henry IV, part one. And on Sunday, author Joe Walton is going to be doing an interview and signing, a book signing, at 7 o'clock in the evening. And then Monday at 7, Joaquin Gallegos doing a flamenco guitar concert. So lots of good stuff going on over at the Jean Cocteau.
And that Henry IV, I think, is broadcast in HD from the Royal Shakespeare Company.
So oh, is that right?
That sounds cool.
Yep.
Tomorrow in the plaza, it's time for the Santa Fe Yoga Festival Summer Solstice Jam. This features someone I know and who is a great yogi, Jeff Overly and Emily Brandon, as well as other yogis and musicians. They will be celebrating the solstice by an afternoon of yoga from 2 to 5 p.m. The event is free, open to the public, and it's an official kickoff to the annual Summer Solstice event, as well as the Labor Day weekend festival. There's a yoga festival, a weekend-long one, coming to Santa Fe this fall, which should be hopefully another great annual event that'll make both locals and visitors happy. There's an after-party tomorrow at 5 at the Borough Alley Cafe, featuring Stephanie Hatfield and Bill Palmer. Bring your own water and yoga mat to the plaza tomorrow. And do some yoga from 2 to 5.
There is an event called International Association of Creative Dance Introductory Workshop. It's today through Sunday, and there's registration today from 4 to 5, and then a dance in the evening, and dance all through the weekend. It's at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. For more information, 986-1377. You can also go to dancecreative.org. And there's also a free community dance on the 26th, which I guess would have to be Thursday of next week, at 6:30 at the Galisteo Parkway Rose Park. And again, you can find out more at dancecreative.org.
The Santa Fe Bandstand summer season kicks off on Monday. It's always one of the best parts of summer in Santa Fe, the free concert series on weekdays in the plaza every evening and some at noon too. On Monday, the kickoff concert will feature the Milltones Brass Band playing New Orleans jazz and Terrence Simeon in the Zydeco Experience. And they will be playing just what it sounds like, Zydeco. He's a Grammy-winning artist, Terrence Simeon, and an eighth-generation Louisiana Creole. The series will continue all week. Tuesday is Hot Honey and the Wheeler Brothers, and you can get a full schedule at santafebandstand.org. Let's come out and support them. It's a really great nonprofit organization that brings us music every summer for free.
And remembering David Lesht, who founded it and did such a great job and then just left us too soon.
Too early.
And I announced last week that it was the one-year anniversary of the passing of Diego Mulligan.
That's right.
Which actually is this week is when I should have announced it, because it was the summer solstice, which I had forgotten about. So anyway, once again, thinking of you, Diego, wherever you are.
Thinking of you.
And by the way, the author reading, Joe Walton, who will be reading at the Jean Cocteau Theater on Sunday at 7 o'clock, is accompanied by composer Ada Palmer. And Ada Palmer and Lauren Schiller comprise the duet Sassafras, Trickster, and the King.
Aha.
Which sounds very cool.
I feel like I might have announced this last week. It's tonight's free movie in the rail yard called Repo Man, the 80s cult classic. I feel like we talked about it.
I think we did.
But I'm planning on going. It's at 8:30. It starts around sundown, which should be about 8:30. It's free. You bring your blanket. You can bring some food, or you can get dinner from Dr. Feelgood's. That delicious, healthy food truck will be on site. I'm sure there will be a lot of 80s fans, and one of the producers of Repo Man lives right here in town.
Who's that?
Peter McCarthy.
Okay.
Maybe he'll be out enjoying his cult classic creation. So Rail Yard tonight, 8:30, free showing of Repo Man.
Lots of music tonight, bus tapes at the Cowgirl in the evening. Blues off the plaza, James T. Baker and Raven Red Fox at Meyer East Gallery. Salsa, of course, at the Lodge at 9 in the evening. The Groove, which is R&B and Soul, at El Farol. Pollo Frito, New Orleans Jazz and Funk, at the 2nd Street Brewery at the Rail Yard at 7. Country Night at Buffalo Thunder. And David Looning at Ashley Pond in, I guess that's in Los Alamos. And lots of other good stuff. So definitely check out all the live music and activities that are going on around Santa Fe, Taos, Albuquerque, and everywhere else this weekend.
Thanks to Heath Concerts, there's also a free Rail Yard concert on Sunday. Starts at 6 o'clock. It's Jackie Green, who is one of, quote, the coolest singer-songwriters in America, says Heath Concerts. He's known for his many performances with Phil Lesh and friends, and further. Jackie is often compared to a young Bob Dylan. He'll be playing with special guest Sirius Bright in the Rail Yard over by the, kind of between the train station and near the Santa Fe Farmers Market. And that's 6 o'clock on Sunday, free. Free yet again. It's near the water tower.
Excellent. There is an event called Elements. It's an art quilt exhibition with ekphrastic poetry readings, which is poems about art, as in art quilts. It is all from members of the Northern New Mexico Quilt Guild, an art quilt group, and then, of course, invited Santa Fe poets. It's today through the 18th of July. The opening reception and closing reception are at 4 o'clock, from 4 to 7 tonight, and then the closing is July 18th from 4 to 7, and the poetry reading is at 6 at the La Tienda Exhibition Space in El Dorado, off of Highway 285. 471-0889 is the number, and art quilts can be a really beautiful thing. And, you know, it's basically contemporary art, but because quilting has been sort of considered a folk form or whatever, it doesn't always get the attention that maybe oil painting does or something like that. But some of these things can be absolutely exquisite. I haven't seen this, but it definitely goes worth going to check out.
And very contemporary, too, as you said.
Yeah.
It takes quilting to new heights. The Currents New Media Festival continues with some other events this weekend, and one of them is Digital Dome Screenings out at IAIA. These will take place Saturday and Sunday from 3:30 to 5:30, and it's a little ways out there if you're downtown, but a shuttle van will be making hourly round trips between El Museo Cultural and IAIA beginning at 2:45. Now, I didn't know this. This digital dome out there is pretty unique. It's the only articulating dome which can move 90 degrees and be positioned in multiple locations for different viewing experiences. And IAIA is now part of something called the International Full Dome Consortium, which is, connecting with other domes of this type around the world, apparently, and experimenting in ways they can present art in this immersive environment. That's what Currents is all about, new merging of art and technology, and this sounds like a new form I'm not so familiar with.
Yeah.
It'll be a projection starting off with student work and including other work by well-known video artists.
And Currents itself runs through, I think, for this weekend and next,
Yes.
At El Museo Cultural, and they're open a lot. It's completely free to the public, and there are some great pieces there. I went to the opening, and of course at the opening you end up like running into people and talking to them, and people are standing in front of the things that you want to see. So it's really nice to go after the opening and just take some time when it's not quite so crowded in there.
I agree. And a lot of the art is experiential, so you can walk into an art piece and it'll change depending on where you're standing or how you're moving, which makes it the kind of thing you want to take some time and enjoy and think about while you're in there. You can get a... go ahead.
No, there's a... I was just going to say there's a piece there whose name escapes me right now, but you can find it because it's against a wall and there's a stack of books in...
Within the piece.
Yeah, and then there's video projected against it. And it is absolutely magical and mesmerizing and just so creative.
It's such a new form or something that a lot of people aren't familiar with that you have to really go and experience to appreciate how cool it can be.
Yeah.
And if you want a full schedule about what's going on at Currents, you can go to currentsnewmedia.org.
There is, on Sunday, a Walk for Peace vigil in honor of Victor Villapando, who is that young man who was gunned down by the Española police. He was 16 years old, and he was about to go to the New Mexico School for the Arts. He was a ballet dancer and, I think, gymnast, and very, very talented young man. There will be many speakers. It's on Sunday, the 22nd of June, from 4 to 6 in the evening, starting at Moving Arts Española, where Victor was very active, on 368 Eagle Drive, Oque Owingue, and I guess they're marching to Corlett and Riverside Drive. For more information, you can call 927-0108, or you can call 929-2589, or you can just show up on Sunday at 4 o'clock at Moving Arts Española.
It's really bad when we have two events to announce in one day that are about police brutality.
Yeah.
But they're
important
events.
Well, and the whole thing, the question of what happened in Española, was complicated, and I mean, it would take a whole show to go into it, but it is absolutely tragic because this was one of the young stars of the next generation.
Mm-hmm. Very sad. On Wednesday, June 25th, at the New Museum of New Mexico History, the Alzheimer's Poetry Project will be doing a presentation. There's a man named Gary Glasner.
Gary Mex Glasner, who is wonderful.
He is. I've spoken with him myself. And he brings poetry to people who are suffering from Alzheimer's disease and helps them talk about poetry, recite poetry, listen to poetry as a way of connecting with old memories and working their brains. He will be doing a presentation on Wednesday, and there are still openings. If you know someone who has Alzheimer's disease in your family or a loved one, you can bring them down and participate in this event, which takes place at 10:30, lasts about an hour. It's open to people living with dementia, their family members, and the general public. If you're interested, please email Gary at allspoetry.com. That's ALZpoetry.com. And you can also go to allspoetry.com just to get more information about the event.
Excellent. And we talked about Stephen Sondheim's Follies with those guys before, yes. And that's opening tomorrow night at Warehouse 21. What else is going on? Go ahead.
I've got one. There's the Santa Fe Speakeasy will be holding its monthly event at Backroads Pizza on 2nd Street this coming Thursday from 7 to 9. This is a storytelling event where different storytellers from the community come together and present 3 to 5 minute stories, get on stage, kind of stand-up storytelling. The theme this time is revenge, so people will be telling stories of divine retribution, cosmic justice, and just plain getting what you deserve. This sounds like a good topic that can go about just about anywhere.
Do you think divine retribution is an oxymoron?
I don't know, but sometimes in the dating world, it's a really nice concept to believe in.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, we will not ask you for the stories that inspired that. We got something from Teatro Paraguas, and the Santa Fe Story Spinners Improv Group has been doing an 8-week improv workshop. And the short form improv performance is on Wednesday, the 25th of June at 7:30 in the evening at Teatro Paraguas. For more information, you can call 310-5921. You can also go to teatroparaguas.org. It is very inexpensive to get into that, and all proceeds go to Teatro Paraguas.
The Axel guys are never... The Axel guys never sleep.
They never sleep.
Jerry Wellman and Matthew
They just drive
Chase
their car, their
van.
Twinkie truck around.
I love that thing. Well, they are going to be holding a lecture or a session to teach people about self-publishing possibilities. It's a City of Santa Fe Arts Commission training workshop, a free series for Santa Fe artists. It takes place from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. They'll be teaching you how to self-publish books. And it's at 201 West Marcy. For more information, you can contact Rod Lambert at 955-6705.
Excellent. And we are listening to the music, which tells us that it's time. time. It's time to already. Go. I can't believe it. Let's see. Let me put one more event. Heath Concerts Playing for Change. Did you talk about that one already?
Which is it, Sunday or another day?
It is Tuesday, June 24th at 7:30 at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. And the Playing for Change band, including Grandpa Elliot of New Orleans, Louisiana, and Clarence Becker of Amsterdam, Netherlands, and so on and so on. Anyway, we gotta go.
We have to go.
Get our Friday started. Yeah. Well, Diana Delling is with the Lenzing Center for Performing Arts here in Santa Fe, a wonderful, wonderful institution, and is with us here very many Fridays, Swing of the Arts, and we thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. And after that, jazz. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. And, you know, it's a good time to go out there and adopt a puppy.
Sure is. I wish I could.
I know.
But please do it for me, whoever's listening.
Yeah. And if you have a dog, adopt a companion. That's
there you
what
go.
I think. All right. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you next week, Monday, once again, Opera.